the Cambridge 105 Pantomime 2016.
Cambridge 105.
The universe is massive, like bigger than even Dave Doubledeck's ego. Now that's big. So big, in fact, that for every single decision made by anyone, anywhere, in another universe, somewhere else, there's someone else in exactly the same situation at exactly the same time, facing the exact same choice. But they choose a different option. It happens every second of every day. It always has and it always will. It creates infinite worlds where each one is almost identical to the other. I mean, you may well remember all this, as it's exactly what we told you last year. We also told you that despite a radio station on planet Earth in a place called Cambridge, which broadcasts on 105 FM, being named Cambridge 105 by its ironically named creative team. Hold on, that's me. I am the station's creative team. Who wrote this? And creative team? Team. It's just me on me Jack Jones. 105 Fairy Mary. So committed to the job, I changed my name by Deedpoll. Yes. However surprising you may think any of these decisions are, the exact same ones have been made in universes across the galaxy. It's resulted in an infinite number of Cambridge 105s being set up. Now, one of them, the one on planet Panto in the universe of Pantoland, was where you were last year. This year, we're taking you to Cambridge 105 TV. And as you'd expect, it shares many similarities, but also many subtle differences. And one similarity is that everyone on the planet just loves the bake-off.
It just won't be the same without Mel and Sue. Ready!
Ready!
Bake!
Let the buns see the icing.
Dave, wrong show.
Good morning, my little Mike lovers!
Who's Mike? I'm Dave.
I know who you all are. Pauline, this one is yours with the 1.5 tablespoons of sugar.
Thanks. Dame Tallulah, have you heard? Mel and Sue are leaving the Great Pantoland Bake Off.
Dame Tallulah Cozy, or Dame Tea Cozy, if you will, is the station's tea lady. She's like the biggest bake-off fan in the entire universe. Is a big fan, and I'm not talking about her physical volume, although she's pretty generous in that area too. She's either baking, eating, or watching reruns of the show, or making tea for us. She volunteers here at the station, and she's so lively, the most fun, and always getting our tea orders wrong. But we never have the heart to tell her so. Although, she's not lively when she faints.
Did I hit my head?
Nope. One really is this ugly.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Now's probably a good time to tell you a bit more about us. With this being one of an infinite number of parallel universes, there's an infinite number of similarities, but also an infinite number of differences. You see, we found out last week about another Dave Doubledeck in another universe. But he didn't have three arms, legs, eyes and ears. How he can DJ at all with just two of each is beyond us. And then there's Pauline. She presents the breakfast show here. She's so lovely and she can bend her fingers into almost any shape. They're so stretchy. We've got a couple of interns, one and two. That's their names. They both have teeth like dustbins, one every yard. And they don't half stick out at funny angles. But they do have a fascinating skill of being able to read extraordinarily quickly.
So, Channel 40 have essentially bought a tent and some theme music?
Yes, one, and a gingham tablecloth.
So where am I going to learn about baking now?
One shouldn't worry. We've got plenty of baking books in the record library.
We have?
Oh, I'm off to read up.
Oh, they're always going off doing their own thing. They're interns. They're meant to do exactly what we say, doing twice the hours we do for none of the pay. They're not meant to have minds of their own. Dave?
I'll keep my eye on two. No problem, as always.
Check one, two.
Check one, two. Check. Check, check one, two.
Very funny, Dave, as always.
I have an idea.
I thought I could hear the cogs turning.
I can be the new Bake Off presenter. I will save the show and be remembered for all of eternity.
I'm not sure we'll forget you in a hurry anyway.
I suppose there's always less demanding ways of becoming well known. Like being a radio DJ.
We work hard.
Oh, so that's what you're doing when I come into the studio and you're there with your feet up on the desk, working hard. I must make a note of that and rewrite the definition in my dictionary.
Ha! Who uses a dictionary anymore? They're, like, so ancient.
And how do you spell that?
Ain-tient.
Point proven.
We're back.
Me too, too. You should test us on baking. We've just read all the books in the library.
Go on, Dame T. Ask them a question.
Go on, ask one a question.
I'm not testing one, two.
Testing one, two. Testing one, two.
Such a DJ.
Don't worry, I think the writer's now used up their entire allocation of 1-2 jokes. We're not even at the end of the first scene.
Back to the plot, then, and the important topic of my rise to fame. I'm perfect to be the Great Pantoland Bake Off's new presenter. I love TV baking and cakes.
You can tell.
I'm going to revolutionise that show.
Ha! Stupid Bake Off. That's it, I'm sure. It'll no longer be the gem of TV here.
I think you, like many others, are forgetting that, well, not much is changing. It's going to a different channel. It's not like they're about to change the show to watching people camping in a jungle eating bugs. Watch people learn how to dance or a singing competition. I mean, who'd make TV like that? It's a baking show. It'll always be a baking show.
Spark, why are you always so sensible? I'm trying to concoct a baddie storyline to drive this pantomime on, and all you do is logically explain things. You know why I hate that show.
Yes, I do, sir. Flowers?
Flowers? What have flowers got to do with the bake-off?
I'll be honest with you, boss. I've absolutely no idea. But I do know that whenever the subject crops up, you go off on one, like Kim Kardashian in meltdown mode. Flowers this, flowers that. I just put up with it, but I'm being honest. I've no idea why.
Flower. Flower, not flowers.
Yep, exactly like that.
Flower.
Seriously?
No S.
Seriously?
Flower. No S, you dimwit.
Oh, so what's the issue with flower, no S, then?
What's right with it? It gets everywhere. It feels so crinkly, it sticks to everything. If it gets wet, you can't clean it up, dry or wet. It turns into glue. It dries like cement, and it makes me ill. Even the word makes me feel sick.
Plain, self-raising, or both?
Spark.
So, welcome to Burner and Spark, from the dark side of Pantoland. The other day, we heard there's a phrase coined by one of the planets which says, there's no smoke without fire. Well, here we say, there's no burner without spark. And it's because of those two. They're miserable, they're doommongers, and they're downright evil. And they are immortal. They've always been here and they're not going anywhere. Which makes them, in our years, reasonably ancient.
Okay, good to see we're sorting the important things first on this agenda.
Tea is important. Keeps me in a job. With a voluntary position. Just in case the tax man is listening.
Well, I'm glad that's decided. We'll get a second-hand replacement kettle. Not a new one. Motion passed.
To think how on earth we're getting through the day with no hot water. I had to sit on that tank of water just to warm it up for these brews.
I can feel a new jingle coming on. Ooh, from cheesy cheese to heavy, heavy metal. Cambridge 105, fueled by second-hand kettle.
Here, I've got one. Cambridge 105, making tea with an old unsafe kettle.
Catchy.
Oh, the things we discuss in our weekly station staff meeting. It's like some sort of pantomime.
Oh, no, it's not.
Oh, yes, it is.
Funny.
Okay, enough of the gags now. Next on to the less serious stuff on the agenda, obviously. So, what's next? Oh, yes, our annual health and safety talk and, the Great Cambridge 105 TV Bake Off Apprentice Factor Coffee Morning. What's this?
Well, it was just something I added. You see, I had an idea.
The last time you had an idea, it took us off air.
I accidentally caught that switch as I turned round.
Catching it with your derriere?
I was politely leaving that little detail out.
More like a rather large detail.
Oi, mouth! I've put it all behind me now.
It was all your behind then.
It's behind you!
Exactly!
So, what's this idea of yours, T?
Well, you know how we're all worried about the bake-off?
It's okay. I've heard nothing will happen until Mary Berry triggers Arctic Roll 50. I read it on Twitter.
Well, with the bake-off short of a presenter or two now, I thought I'd audition and run a coffee morning to find a presenting partner so we can be a double act.
Like us.
And me.
That's what us means.
Oh.
Perfect. You can host the contest.
This is a contest now.
Well, a coffee morning with a contest. Hello, Cambridge 105, Dame Tea Cozy speaking. Who's tinkling the bell on my front door?
Hello, it's Ian.
Oh, hello, Ian.
Ian?
Ian!
Ian coming.
It's Ian, Bake Off Ian, from last year's show, The Hot One. He gets my heart racing. He was my favourite fancy.
Dame Tea Cozy? I can still hear you, you know. Can I come in?
As if she's going to say no.
You're always welcome. I'll put the second-hand kettle on. How do I look? Is my hair okay?
We're meant to be having a meeting here.
But we decided the Great Cambridge 105 TV Bake Off Apprentice Factor Coffee Morning tomorrow.
It's a bit of a mouthful.
Sounds like one of my creative jingles.
I had intended it to be the Great Cambridge 105 TV Strictly Big Brother Bake Off Apprentice Get Me Out of Here Factor Coffee Morning, but I thought people might not know what it is. This is motion passed.
What motion?
One is up for it.
Me too, two.
Yeah, why not?
It'll sound great on air.
What motion?
The Great Cambridge 105 TV Bake Off Apprentice Factor Coffee Morning.
Well, count me in.
I've worked out that Channel 40 have paid $75 million for the right to bake cakes on TV, so this could be a right money spinner. So, there we have it. The stage is set for the snappy title, The Great Cambridge 105 TV Bake Off Apprentice Factor Coffee Morning. And we all know about how popular the Bake Off is. I mean, it's the most watched programme on the planet here. It gets gazillions of viewers. And now we have our very own version coming to Cambridge 105 TV. Better still, now word has got out, the whole town is talking about it. Everyone wants to be involved. It sounds idyllic.
Idyllic, my.
So what's the plan then? You hate flour, singular. And now we hear that there's a competition running in the city that's going to use so much of it that you'll probably barely be able to avoid inhaling it.
I can't bear it. It makes me ill.
But, sir, you often say that looking at me makes you ill. There's little I can do about both.
A competition, you say?
Yes, sir. It's like a TV audition show, loosely based on the other TV audition shows.
Tell me more.
I've forgotten the exact name, but it's something like I'm a Celebrity's Got My Big Brother's Talent of Baking, or something like that.
And what do you do to enter?
Hold on, I wrote it down somewhere. Not that one. Parking ticket. Thieves. Not that one. That's my train ticket. No, what a rip-off. Not that one. I dare not write on the back of that. It's my 60-metre Year 4 silver medal certificate. It's robbed there too. Ah, here it is.
What's that?
Toilet paper. It was the only thing I had to write on.
Is it good quality?
Bog standard, sir.
It's so impractical and small.
Yes, I know, sir. It is a little sheet.
So, what have you written?
Nothing, sir. Oh, hold on. Let me check the other pockets. Oops, I used the wrong one to blow my noses on.
You must get me the details, and I'm going to enter. I'm going to get all the flour-sieving, cake-decorating, bake-off-loving beings and turn them into their own worst nightmare.
What's that?
Stew. Thin, tasteless, chunky, bland stew. No pastry, no crust, no pie case, no lid. No soggy bottom, just soggy. Stuff in a pot and the thinnest sauce you've ever seen. There's no flour around here. Bake-off, ha! Never mind, Master Chef. Burner's Novice Cook Competition. That's what I'm talking about. Then
I'll rid the planet of flour and it will be the end of the bake-off for good.
You're learning.
The Cambridge 105 Pantomime 2016.
Cambridge 105.
So, now for Dame Tallulah Cozy's big day. No, not her wedding. Can you imagine that? No, me neither. The stage is set. And now on Cambridge 105 TV, a one-off special as we go looking for a new leader in a special coffee morning. And here's your host. It's me, 105 Fairy Mary. There was the Prime Minister, Labour, UKIP, the England football team, UKIP, again, the American President. And so not wanting to be outdone, we now search for the presenting partner of Dame T. Cozy in her quest to lead the Great Pantoland Bake Off. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Great Cambridge 105 TV Bake Off Apprentice Factor Coffee Morning. Have a coffee morning. Your Tuesday morning starts right here. And before we go any further, we must introduce the judges. Do we have any judges?
Well, I reckon with my bake-off connections, I should be one.
But you can't be me.
I've been looking into my family tree and it appears my name makes me the female Paul Hollywood.
Right. How so?
Your name's Pauline Bromsgrove.
Ah, yes. That well-known Paul Hollywood connection.
Well, as it happens, my surname of Bromsgrove originates in the Midlands. It's a place in mid-galaxy where no one really goes unless they have to. And, well, there's a place there called Hollywood. And that's where I was born.
Pauline from Hollywood.
Exactly.
You've lost me.
That never takes much.
I'm Pauline. He's Paul. I'm Bromsgrove, born in Hollywood. And he's Hollywood. Duh.
Right. Is that the best the writer could come up with?
Drum roll, please. She was born in Worcestershire and claims she's the female equivalent of Paul Hollywood. Not because of her baking talents, but because of a tenuous link with her name and where she was born. Ladies and gentlemen, Pauline Bromsgrove.
Hello, hiya. Hello, everybody, hiya.
And the other judge... sadly can't be with us.
I'll do it. Waste the chance to test run some cakes in my eating machine? I don't think so.
This morning we search for a star whose chemistry mixes best with Dame Tallulah Cozy.
Oh, do call me T, please.
Okay, so let's introduce the first contestant for T, please. Please. Let the baking tins see the mixture.
Hello, my name's Juan and I'm from over here.
So, what's your bake-off talent?
I do a good tart with a stiff crust filled with cream.
Ooh, sounds delicious.
It tastes delicious too. I wish I had more than three hands to shovel all this in.
It's a little overbaked.
I'd like to ask the same question to contestant number two. Two!
My name's Two. I'm from over here too. Pies are my speciality. Moist is my middle name and I never have a soggy bottom.
I like the flavours, but it's a little overbaked.
And to contestant number three.
Hello, I'm Ian and I'm from Bake Off 2015. A finalist no less.
I'll choose him.
Well, hold on a minute. He's not finished.
I don't care. I choose him.
Well, don't be too hasty. Now, before you choose one, here's our Dave with a recap.
Maybe you'll choose contestant number one. One and her stiff crust and cream tarts. Or maybe contestant number two. Two and her equally bad bake-off innuendos. Or maybe three. A former finalist, nice bloke, the one with proper baking talents and... well, you'd be stupid to choose anyone else. The choice, Dainty Cozy, is yours.
But what about me?
And you are?
I'm a last-minute contestant who will burn up the recipe books and bake you all off into oblivion.
I think I'll choose Ian.
Maybe you didn't hear me right. It's me that you will choose and you will have no option. Spark, round them up.
There you are, sir. Although I didn't have enough rope to get around her.
Her has a name, you Durbrain.
Sorry. There you are, sir. Although I didn't have enough rope to get around you, Durbrain.
And now the end is near. And now the end is nigh. And all of you are about to become stew. Ha!
Oh no! Not stew!
Who turned the light off? I was enjoying that tart.
I'm not exactly sure what's happening here. Considering I'm the narrator, that's not exactly the best way to begin Act 2, I know. I think we might be in a pot. A cooking pot, by the smell of it. Just as things were looking up and Dame T. Cozy had selected former Bake Off finalist Ian to be her new co-presenter, in pitching to be the new great Pantoland Bake Off presenters, some bloke with a face like a chimney sweep plonked us in here.
He's called Burner. His face is always covered in soot. He can't cook anything without burning it to a crisp.
Don't tell me. You're Spark.
His apprentice. Correct.
You're fired. Fire? Burn? You're fired? Apprentice? Never mind.
How come you're in here?
I'm not exactly sure. I was supposed to be helping him turn you all into stew.
What? Stew?
Us?
That'd taste disgusting.
That's exactly what he likes.
Never mind how it would taste. We're going to be in it, all shriveled and burnt.
You mean we'd all look like Dainty Cozy after a week in Magaluf?
I don't think you're understanding the seriousness of this situation.
That idiot Spark fell for my trick. I don't know what he thought I needed him for. Well, his magic, I suppose. He's pretty good with his magic. I mean, he wouldn't have been able to put them all in a pot without his magic. Those pesky flower fans. I've got rid of all six of them. And now for the other 13,999,994. Ha! They'll be gone in no time. And all the better if I can turn them into horrible, bland, watery stew. Mmm, delicious. And if I can burn everything in the process, even better. Burnt to a crisp.
Now, what Burner has failed to realise is that, as we said before, there's no smoke without fire. The reason they're great together is that, well, they need each other. Burner is one horrible man, but he'd be harmless if it wasn't for Spark and his magic. Spark would be dangerous if he had the ability to think for himself. I'm sure one of them will realise this sooner rather than later. Then again, it wouldn't surprise me if neither did.
So, let me get this right. We're in a pot and Burner is planning to turn us into stew?
Sounds about right.
Stew that you eat?
As opposed to stew the bloke next door?
So what do we do now?
Panic! Whoa!
DJ Dave Doubledex, pull yourself together. This is no time to panic.
No, of course not. I'll save that for when he turns the pot on, which could be any time.
I might have a solution.
Who said that?
We'll get acquainted later. First, just tell me, what time does this Burner character like his dinner?
At 6 o'clock, no later.
And he usually burns his food?
Without even trying.
Okay, so if he's cooking stew in a crock pot, he'll need...
He'll need all his ingredients in a pot together. Like this.
By my calculation, I reckon we've got no more than 3 minutes before this thing gets turned on, and a further 2 more minutes before we'd be well and truly stewed. But don't worry, I have a plan.
Oh, Ian, my hero.
And, as it happens, I've just bought myself a new oven timer, so... I'll set it for 5 minutes, and if it goes off, we've left it too late.
I must go and turn on that crock pot. Boil up tonight's meal. Burnt and boiled bake-off fans. My own technical challenge and showstopper combined. But first, before I turn on the gas, I must... Oh man, what have I done? I'm about to boil him up. Spark and his magic. If I lose him, then I'll lose all my power. But I can't go and let them all out of the pot now. I must do something, or it'll be my future as well as that of the bake-off that I boil away.
Okay, so that's one of the 5 minutes gone. How much further are we to getting out of here?
I still can't see a thing.
Don't worry. I'm sure Ian's solution will work.
We hope.
Well, as far as I'm aware, in Spark, we have someone with the ability to do a little magic.
That's me. Although any of you could do a card trick in here. It's so dark, we'd never know if it was right.
I'm not talking about card tricks and sawing people in half, but didn't you magic us in here? So can't you get us out?
Oh, Ian, you're so clever.
Ha, as if. You mean to think I'd be sat in here with you lot, panicking, if I could magic us out of here?
Well, I wouldn't put it past you.
Oh, this is hopeless. That timer is going to bleep at any moment.
We're doomed.
Hold on, did you say I could magic us out of here? Thank goodness you reminded me. Of course I can.
You can?
Yeah, probably. Now, let me think.
There's no time left to think.
Panic!
I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here.
And the new Great Pantoland Bake Off presenter duo is... Dame T. Cozy and Ian Cumming.
Did I win?
Did you win? You fainted again.
Oh, really? What about the Bake Off presenter gig?
Well, if he can get us out of this crock pot, then maybe we'll find out.
We're still in the crock pot?
You fainted.
So the gas hasn't been turned on yet?
We've still got 2 minutes to get out of here, and we've got a plan.
One, what are you doing up there?
I'm holding onto this rope.
And I'm out here too, holding the other end.
And Pauline, is that you?
My stretchy fingers are being the rope.
And I'm using my three hands to hold on to all of them so we can all get out of here.
Oh, yes. I knew our personal qualities would come in handy at some point. Ian, you are a clever chap and handsome. Have I mentioned that? So, let's get out of here. We're free.
Well, not quite. We are in need of one more thing.
And that's where we need to use your special talent.
I'm not sure a good cup of tea is going to help us here.
No, you're right. But a bad cup of tea might.
Ha! I thought you said you needed my skill.
Right.
Okay.
Your tea doesn't taste very good.
Pardon?
You don't like good tea.
I'm disgusted.
Now you know how we feel.
I feel hurt.
I'm hurting now. How long do I have to bite this for? It's starting to hurt.
You're biting my fingers, don't you forget?
But I don't understand. Why haven't you said anything before?
This isn't getting us anywhere. We need to get out. Time is running out.
40 seconds.
And how can bad tea get us out of here?
We're all unique, and I just thought if we put our talents together, we could get us out of here. One and two are using their teeth to anchor that rope, the rope made by Pauline's fingers. Dave's three arms and three legs are helping hold up one and two and prop the lid open. And now we'll fling Spark out of this pot and then use the rope to climb out.
And my tea? And what about Spark's magic? Ian, I'll explain later.
Ugh, this stew is horrible. I don't know what those beings were made of, but this is awful. I hate it.
He's changed. What did you do?
Is that my tea that he thinks is the stew?
Exactly.
And I used to like horrible things. What is happening to me? And I miss you, Spark. I can't believe I boiled you away. I thought you were immortal. I know your magic, but you were so much more than that.
Spark, your magic has definitely worked. Burner has mellowed. Do you think we should come clean to him now?
Burner, I'm here.
Spark? Is that you? It's a miracle. Or am I dreaming? What is in this stew?
This is no dream. I'm back.
Oh, you're safe. I'm so pleased. I knew you were immortal. So what's this I'm eating?
It's tea.
Who are you? And I thought tea was a drink.
I'm Dame Tallulah Cozy, and I'm to be the new presenter of the Great Pantoland Bake Off. And, so I'm told, my tea is more like a main meal, although we did add flour to thicken it up.
Did you say the Bake Off? And flour?
Oh my.
I remember that show. I quite like it.
You do?
And it's gluten-free flour, so it won't make you ill, although it still does get everywhere, and it's a nightmare to clean up.
I don't mind that. Gluten-free? What's this?
Well, some people are intolerant to gluten, which is in flour. You didn't like it, as it made you ill, so now we present you with a solution.
And it's quite cool, hip and trendy to be gluten-free.
But not down with the kids to say hip and trendy.
Why didn't I ever realise I could cure his angriness with my magic?
That will be because of your unique quality.
What? Do I have one?
It's called Donald Trumpitis, the condition of not having full brain capacity.
Cool.
Oh, Ian, my hero. I can't believe this was all your idea. Ian? Where's Ian?
So, with Berner and Spark back on the right side of the rails, it looks like the future of the Great Pantoland Bake Off is secure. To fast forward a few months, the new series was as successful as ever, despite there being adverts in it. Adverts for the Cambridge 105 TV, as we became the title sponsor. And so the big question, did Dame Tallulah get the gig? I'll let you decide.
Okay, so onto this week's agenda. We've the report into the Great Cambridge 105 TV Bake Off Apprentice Factor Coffee Morning.
I've been looking at the figures, and it was the highlight of the year.
Breaking news! Breaking news, everyone!
Did you get the gig?
Have we breakfasted yet?
We have a new kettle!
But did you get the gig?
Well, I went for the audition yesterday, and I'm waiting for a call back.
But what happened?
Well, I thought I'd sing them a song about me and my bake-off dream date, Ian.
And how did it go?
Well, it went a little like this.
You're the one that I want. You're the one that I want.
Cozy. Hello.
The Cambridge 105 Pantomime 2016. Pauline Bromsgrove, played by Lee Chambers. Dame Tallulah Cozy, played by Ian Dayborn. Dave Doubledex, played by Neil Whiteside. 1. Played by Linda Ness. 2. Played by Louise Wilson. Berner, played by Mark Hickford. Spark, played by Tim Willett. 105 Fairy Mary, played by Liz Barker. Ian Cumming, as himself. Audio recorded by Rob Chipperfield. Edited by Tim Willett. Produced by Matt Webb. And written by Ian Ramsdale.